With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
Oh my gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, drama girl. All about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl.
Drama girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another Q&A. Happy January, ladies. Woo-hoo. We have a lot of fan questions, so
we do.
Shall we jump right in?
Yes, please.
Okay, we have a question from Tori. I feel targeted by this one because I'm like,
Do you feel personally attacked?
Yeah, Tori wants to know, what is my favorite book turned into a movie? What it, favorite books turned into movies? What do we think?
That's a great question. There's so many great ones. Come on. Yeah. Sense and Sensibility, Harry Potter, Hunger Games was great, To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird is great.
So good. Princess Bride was one.
Greta Gerwig's Little Women.
Little Women!
She wins.
I want to give a special shout out. This feels like very sparkly, like the universe wanted us to have this conversation, because just recently Ava DuVernay's Origin came out, and it is one of the most incredible films I have ever seen in my life. And Origin was made off of, was made out of Isabel Wilkerson's book, Cast. And it is an, it is one of the most well-researched, incredible academic studies I've ever seen. And I genuinely was like, how is someone going to make an academic book that also, you know, the writer tells some of her story, and how do you make that into a movie? And Ava did it, and I've never seen anything like it.
She's so cool.
She is so cool. And since it just came out, it feels like a sign. Like, guys, it's in theaters now.
Go see,
see Origin.
Yeah, she came on Work in Progress, right?
Yeah, she was on Work in Progress 2 weeks ago, and we just had the most amazing... we had the most amazing conversation.
I met her on a book that got turned into a movie that I love, but I sound like a narcissist for saying it was Secret Life of Bees.
Yes!
That she was working on that movie, doing, I think, like, publicity or something.
Yes!
And it was when we were on the writer's strike. And so I went and I played Dakota Fanning's mom in that movie just so I could absorb all of this like lush female energy.
Yes.
And I loved that book and I loved that movie. It was so fun.
That's another great one. And look, Ava's just got, she's got her hands in all the magic.
Mm-hmm. She's knocking them out. Mm. I don't want to live in a world where The Princess Bride is not made into a movie. That, I mean, there's so many wonderful adaptations, but man, that just, I don't want to live without that movie.
It was a movie first, and then they made it a book.
No, William Goldman wrote that book in the 70s, I think, didn't he? No? Stop. Mm. No way.
And they keep referring to the unabridged version of the book, and that doesn't exist. It's all just...
I love that you know that and that I did not know that. I can't believe I didn't know that.
I just read an article about it because it was a woman who works in a bookstore and these kids keep coming in asking for the unabridged version. And she's like, guys.
It's not real.
It's like Blair Witch. What is real life? You know, what's real?
I feel it's just the classics. Like, okay, Wizard of Oz. What about that? You want to live in a world where the Wizard of Oz was never made into a movie? I mean, come on.
I dig it. I watched Jane Eyre not too long ago, and it was the latest one.
How was it?
It was fucking dark. And
it is.
Ooh. It was dark.
Okay.
I watched it over Christmas break, and I was like, sign me up. I'm into this. Yeah, that was awesome.
I love that.
We have a whole library of inspiration. What's our next question?
Greg is asking, if we were witch sisters, which would be our individual supernatural powers? Ooh. What would we do supernaturally? I don't know. Herbal, I'd be into herbal something. Herbal healing things.
There's a great book called The Body Never Lies.
Yes.
That's a good start. I would... I mean, I come from a long line of Appalachian granny magic practitioners, and laying hands is a very real healing method, and I can do it for certain things, but not for everything, and the knowledge can only be passed male to female, female to male, and I don't have anyone to teach me how to do some of this other hand healing, and so if there is an Appalachian man witch out there, you should call me and teach me how to do this stuff, because it's an important legacy. You know, the Appalachian region of our country is one of the only places in the world where women who had talents weren't persecuted. And instead, they were revered as like really important members of the community. So I need someone from there to teach me my skills. I'm missing some things.
If you meet a nice man who's going to teach you some of the things that we've talked about offline, I'm coming over.
Yeah, yeah.
And be like, cool. Hello.
We'll do a seminar.
We need this on the East Coast and the West, please.
Yeah.
That might be it, because I was about to say it's just so far to fly. And I'm like, man, if I got to have a supernatural power, if I could fly or teleport, my whole life would be different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Teleportation. That'd be a fun superpower.
How often you're on a plane.
What I would give. Like, I don't actually wear my airline status as a badge of honor as much as I am like, oh boy, this really means I need to readjust some things. And I would just be so excited if I could close my eyes and open them and, you know, be across the country.
It would
be epic.
Yep.
Changed my life. Okay. Sarah asks, if you walked into a room full of everyone you've ever met, who would you look for first and why?
Oh, that's a great question. I can't believe I've never even thought of that question in my whole life. Never heard it. Nothing.
But I feel like this is one of those questions that instigates a fight in our life, because all people who love us are like, why'd you say me? Why are you trying to get me in trouble, Sarah?
I would look for my grandma Doris, because I miss her. That's it.
This is going to be corny. I would look for my husband. As much as he and I irritate the shit out of each other, he is the person that I look for in every room. I love how big he is without trying in every single room. And I love just kind of standing in a corner and watching everyone ogle at him. Like, yeah, I like, I like who he is in a space.
Mm, that's so sweet.
Don't tell him I said that, though.
You're like, don't anyone send him this episode. Yeah, you know, I think it's taken me a really long time to get to an authentic answer for this question. As much as for so long, I think I would have always thought I knew. But I think the answer is just for me, because I don't like to lie to people. So I'm just going to hold on to it for myself.
Hey, I love that. Good
looking
for you.
That mirror?
Oh. Good for you.
It's precious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like this chapter.
Me too.
She's spicy. It's good. I love it.
Guys, I have this little thing on my phone that pops up while I'm asleep. So I wake up to like 20 alerts and it's all money that's being spent on apps. It's like $8 for this subscription, $12 for this subscription. And it falls on me like an avalanche every month. So thankfully, we have found Rocket Money to solve all my spending problems.
Dude, you and me both. I honestly was aghast when I installed this and realized how many things I'd subscribed to over the years and honestly just forgotten about. And because everything's on your phone, I don't know, maybe not just me, but I was missing a lot more than I thought I was. And if that's happening to you too, seriously, Rocket Money is for you. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels all of your unwanted subscriptions. Plus, it monitors your spending and helps you lower your bills so that you can actually grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you're using all of the app's features.
With Rocket Money, I've got full control over my subscriptions now and a very clear view of my expenses.
We can see all of our subscriptions in one place. And if we see something that we don't want, Rocket Money can help us cancel it with just a few taps. Now, I personally love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they will help us create a custom budget and keep spending on track.
I just love that it is so easy. It's easy to stop wasting money on the things you don't use. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, metics.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Guys, I got to be honest. I really feel like I nailed Mother's Day. Like, I did great this year, even though I was out of town shooting a movie. I arranged surprises and flowers. I like really did it. But the weird inverse of knowing I nailed Mother's Day for the mothers in my life, including my own, is that now I really feel like the pressure is on for Father's Day.
Yeah, you got to step up your game.
It stresses me out, man. Like, my dad is so sweet and cute and also is at that stage in his life where he's like, I don't need anything. I'm happy.
Why are boys so hard to shop for?
I don't know. And it's like, I can't have crushed Mother's Day for Mom and then do nothing for my dad. Nobody tell him who's listening to this podcast, but I'm on the hunt for Father's Day gifts.
Well, we've got the perfect thing for you, baby, because Macy's has a whole gift finder for you, and they have so many fantastic gifts. He's going to love what you get for him. Mm.
Yeah, I used to be a last minute shopper too, but now with Macy's gift finder, I feel like I can find the perfect gift. You know, guys, if your dad is real tech savvy, you can find the perfect gadget for him. It's such a breeze. And you can shop by price, category, or by gift lists.
Oh, I love that. I actually like knowing that top gifts include Beats headphones, JBL portable speakers, the Nintendo Switch, and more, because I kind of want to know what other people are buying and then go, ooh, if it's popular, maybe my dad wants that.
Father's Day is June 16th, you guys. So make sure to check out Macy's.com/gift finder to find a unique gift they will love. Okay, well, Natalie wants to know, was the original love triangle supposed to be Nathan, Peyton, and Lucas?
Was it?
Wait. Yeah. Did that not translate?
No, like it was, but I think he meant like, I think she means for the run of the whole show.
Like for longer?
Yeah, like long term.
I think they saw those first couple episodes of James and I kissing together and we did not have a good rhythm. We did not match bodies. And they were like, we don't want to do this anymore. We have to find someone who James kisses good with. And it was your joy. It was not me.
Yeah.
Sometimes your bodies just don't match.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you can't find a rhythm with someone, it's like having a dance partner that you're like, I gotta go. We should swap.
You're cool. I'm cool. Our noses don't know where to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was also a really interesting thing to launch the show with that love triangle because it really gave everyone something to focus on. And I think it made the one that lasted for years and years and years with Peyton, Lucas, and Brooke a little more unexpected, which was a good device. You know, it snuck up on people and then it just didn't put itself to bed for so long.
Yeah, I'm surprised there wasn't more Haley, Nathan, Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest of us had to do it.
Chad and I, it was the same thing where you just kind of knew the chemistry was not. It's like going on a date with somebody that's perfect on paper. You know, your friend sets you up with somebody and you're like, this is going to be great. And you sit down and you have a really nice dinner and you get along great. But man, the end of the night kiss is like, oh, nope. Nothing not wrong with me. The kiss. It's just not for me. Good night.
Perfect.
Oh, what's next? Okay, Clara, what did a typical day off in Wilmington look like for you guys? What if you could relive one day off in Wilmington? What would we relive? Gosh.
Okay, so my typical day started when I got off work at like 7, 8, 9 sometimes. And then I'd go home and I'd put on my black leggings and my slouchy black boots and sweep my hair to one side. And I would start my day like 10 p.m. going out and I would hit every bar in Wilmington and I would dance and I would sing karaoke and I'd make an ass out of myself. And then stumble home at like 3 and just like hang out with people on my porch till 6. And like I had the best fucking time being a townie. In Wilmington. Mm. I loved it so. Still friends with all those kids. We're all old and parents now, but we were bad and I loved it.
Yeah. I loved days off in Wilmington. I think I would go relive one of the earlier first days. Like within the first 2 weeks of landing there and all the all the meet and greets and the setups and the wardrobe fittings and the hair and makeup and then meeting all of you guys and being able to explore the beach for the first time there. And we had that party. The boys had a party at their beach house that we all went to. It was like late at night sitting on the roof. Like, that was so fun. Just really experiencing the town for the first time would be really fun to do again.
Yeah. That was such a sweet season. I mean, God, Hillary, remember when we went over? Joy, I don't know. Maybe you were working. I don't know what was going on. But when we first went to the boys' house and saw like the stereotypical Gargoyles. TV frat boy life they were living, and we were like, nope, we're going to Target. And we got them like towels and candles and things, and we redecorated their whole house. And we like, we put all their pictures up. We like, we soccer mommed them so hard.
Dude, we were landscaping their rental. We were landscaping.
We planted flowers. So ridiculous. But you know what? I liked that about us. I liked that we were hardware store girls. We were like, hold on, we'll be back.
Oh, they didn't know what to do.
That was, that really stands out to me as so nostalgic and sweet. Like right from the beginning. And then interestingly, that memory came up when you started talking about the inception of it all, Joy. But the first thing that came to my mind was honestly more recent. Like, in a way, I like that we still get Wilmington days together. I think about the last time we were there, driving out to the beach and getting our feet in the sand and, you know, going to the fish place and having a shrimp boil at Bevan's house. Like, I remember living there and, you know, Bevan and I taking the dogs to the beach and playing with them in the water. And like, we're still doing the same thing when we're together. And I really love that. I love that in a way we still get to have our perfect days in that place that gave us all these relationships anytime we're back there. Like, that's so beautiful.
Well, because that's what the deal with Wilmington is. We get older, but it stays the same age. It does not change. God bless it.
God bless it. Okay, Cassie wants to know, I mean, this is ironic because I'm talking about a shrimp boil.
Shrimp boil.
Shrimp boil. Cassie wants to know, what is your last meal on Earth?
Ooh, pizza. Just a great pizza.
I'll be really honest, you guys. I don't love food. It's like, you know, some people are like, I can eat anything. I grew up really poor. I can eat a baked potato for dinner every night. Like, I don't give a shit about food. I don't know. Maybe a cake? I'm the easiest person to feed on the planet.
She's like, I'm going to die anyway. Just send me off. What do I care? Don't give me food.
What can I have? Liquor? Because that's what I care about.
What's your last drink? What's your best last drink?
Jeff makes this thing called a corpse reviver that is actually like incredible.
Yeah, that's a 1920s drink, right? Is it gin?
Gin. Yeah. It's incredible. I love it. Yeah. So listen, if I'm going out, I'm going out singing and swinging.
I love that. Yeah, it's funny. I don't know that and you know I love food. I think because food for me has always been, it's like the one thing that I get to really invest in no matter where I am. Because we don't get to pick where we live. We don't get to pick where we work. We don't get to pick the hours we work. We don't get to pick the words we say. But like, ooh, anywhere I'm on location, like I will root out the best burger place or the spot with the good cacio pepe. Like I'm going to find the good food.
Yeah.
But the thing to me is like, yeah, maybe it would be this perfect Italian meal, but I care less about the meal than I do about having my last meal with the people that I love.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think about if I got to know this is my last meal, like who do I want to sit across from over that good bottle of wine and whatever's on the plate? It's really about like the last conversation for me.
Good people make the food taste better.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, because I don't want to be sitting alone in a room eating pizza.
No.
I want to have the best pizza of my life with the people that I love.
Because like it could be like a dollar slice from that place we all used to go to on 7th Avenue in New York. Like, or Slice of Life in Wilmington. Like those spots. But yeah, it's the people that you're eating the food with.
Agree.
All right, you guys, this Elizabeth wants to know, what do you wish you would have taken from the OTH set?
That's good. A jersey. I wish I had taken one of the boys' jerseys. A Scott jersey.
I was going to say my cheerleading uniform.
Yeah.
You have one, don't you?
I do.
Psycho.
It's funny because what I realized, though, when people are like, you snatched a bunch of stuff after the show wrapped. I mostly grabbed things to give to other people.
Yeah. You gave me so much stuff.
And when I went through my bin, I was like, oh, I don't really have, like, Brooke's stuff.
You need all her campaign stuff.
Like, I have a couple of little, like, bibs and bobs, but, like, I have Julian's Letterman jacket. Because that felt important to me.
Yeah.
But it's like, how weird is it that the thing that felt the most important to Brooke actually belonged to, like, the man she married? Aww. But I do have my cheerleading uniform, and that is very fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, no, but I did find. Wait, you guys, I forgot. I also, was it last Christmas? I was going through bins of stuff because I'm starting to try to weed through my storage unit. So I've been bringing like bins home and then I go through them. And then when that's done, I bring a few more. And I didn't remember Joy from our superhero episode. I have the full Bee Davis costume, the Bee Dazzle costume. Yes.
Yeah.
The whole black and purple outfit. And it is ridiculous. And I was like, wow, the things we committed to with our whole selves.
With our whole selves.
We really did it.
I mean, they just hung that in my trailer. And I was like, I cannot believe I'm 7 months pregnant and about to put this thing on. Let's go. Spandex.
Let's go.
You and me, spandex.
You and me, spandex.
Hillary, you're so lucky you didn't.
I dodged the bullet.
And congratulations to you, ma'am.
Ooh, frankly, I'm disappointed.
We're going to need to make you a superhero costume.
Please
at
don't.
Some point.
No, you should.
Yeah.
We need to know what it would be, too.
I love these questions. You guys,
these are good questions.
Thanks for hanging out, everybody.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life, and I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. ranchgirls.com. Oh, friends, you know, you've got ranch girls here. We love kicking around and we need good boots to do it in. And in every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style.
That's right. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers. And with occasional resoling, they are going to last your entire life. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you will be greeted not only by the smell of fresh leather, but by a friendly smile.
And when you come into the store, you can grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop all the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And don't go gently, y'all.